Covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor, this is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
Again, I figure the louder the liberals scream, and the more lengths they go to find some way to discredit the President of the United States for sitting down face-to-face with Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea. Bill Clinton, no, I could have done that. No, you couldn't. You couldn't get anything done. You didn't get anything done in 1994 that was worthwhile. Barack Obama, George W. Bush also failed miserably in getting anything done effective to contain the North Korean threat to the rest of the world. Donald Trump has advanced the cause of the United States and the rest of the world. And I just listen to the liberals scream, and it's good fun. Like I said, they sound like a bunch of smashed cats. Do the math. Julie Gunlock here, senior fellow of the Independent Women's Forum. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So from your perspective, what do you make of the summit? What do you make of the signed document? I don't know what I refer to it as. The document, the framework,
yeah,
I suppose.
Joint statement.
The joint statement. There it is. It's interesting. It's got, they commit themselves to peace and denuclearization of the entire peninsula. Doesn't really mean much. It's like having a phone and a pen in your hand, it doesn't get much done. In the end, we need a treaty, but what do you make of it overall?
Yeah, I think we need to be a little bit skeptical. This is not a trustworthy guy. You mentioned that Bush and Clinton, did nothing. They didn't do nothing. They did try. I thought they were horrible, the agreed framework, the failed inspections. Everybody knew that stuff, the payoffs, the continued humanitarian aid.
In fairness,
I didn't agree with what those administrations did either, and I am actually glad to see some movement, but I don't think this is the time to exactly cheer.
I disagree with you. But
Kim Jong-un is not a trustworthy guy. He is a child torturer. He is a murderer of people. I sort of turned my stomach a little to see the red carpet rolled out for him. I hated seeing our president going to him. There's a lot of reasons that, it wasn't exactly...
Our president, hold on, in fairness, our president met at a neutral site in Singapore that was doable because Kim Jong-un doesn't have a plane that'll fly
That's
far enough.
Right.
And in pursuit of human rights, there is no better pursuit of human rights than eliminating the nuclear threat to not only South Korea, but Japan and the entire region, and American soldiers. There is no greater pursuit of human rights than to get rid of those nuclear weapons. And you can't get onto the child torture or the killing of his uncle being fed to the tigers or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
The most important thing is getting rid of those nuclear weapons. So I'm just going to pleasantly disagree with you.
I agree, but we don't really have an agreement on getting rid of it. We have this sort of loosey-goosey agreement. We
now,
also have
Julie,
conventional weapons.
In fairness.
That are still on the border.
That's all true.
There was nothing about those conventional weapons being taken off the border. This is an incredibly dangerous guy. He is not trustworthy. And so I'm not exactly happy this morning. I'm glad. Look, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I work with a lot of folks who work on the humanitarian side of the North Korean issue who are thrilled to see some movement. I think you're right that the best way to ensure human rights is to, look, bring capitalism to the country, right? Make some real economic reforms.
But hold on. In fairness here, you see he's an incredibly dangerous guy.
Yeah.
He hasn't waged war on anyone, hasn't declared. He's threatened and he's postured and he's sent pointless missiles off into the ocean. But he hasn't declared war or murder. The only people he's waged war on is his own people, and that's kind of the family business. And maybe that's changing. If you look at the Japanese, their track record up to the end of 1945 was far worse. The rape of Manchuria,
sure.
The destruction of China, the war with the United States, and so on and so forth. Those were dangerous people at that time, and now they're close personal friends of ours.
I do think things can change. I understand what you're saying, but again, Donald Trump made concessions about ceasing military, joint military operations with South Korea. There were concessions made.
And so what? No, there wasn't. Because here's the thing. We've already done our exercises for this part of the year. The next exercises aren't scheduled for at least 9 months. We do two a year. And if North Korea is not heading in the same direction, the Pentagon will ramp right up and we'll do the exercises. We said we wouldn't if they do this. If this,
sure.
Then this. We didn't give up anything.
And this is some sort of you know, agreement based on a handshake. We don't have anything written down. There's no treaty. There's nothing written down.
I know.
So look, Donald Trump
couldn't be elected, and he couldn't get tax cuts, and he couldn't get conservatives on the court, and a whole host of things that he just couldn't do because Donald Trump just can't do the. Donald Trump will get this done.
I feel somewhat optimistic, but I think we have to proceed with caution.
You need to present your optimism in a different way.
Kim Jong-un is not to be trusted. And so I just think, and again,
that part we agree on. Yes, trust, but verify. I agree with that portion of it. But,
well, there's nothing put down on paper. There's no verification.
I got it.
Process.
So because
you didn't walk away with a verification.
Now hold a second.
So
now hold on.
Trust but verify, but we're not going to verify.
Because we didn't get a treaty in half a day of actually meeting the guy face to face. It's just all a failure. It's all doom and gloom. I mean, you ought to be working for the New York Times.
It's not.
You ought to be working for the New York Times, Gunlock.
But I'm saying,
you disappoint me today.
I don't feel confident about. I mean, I feel optimistic. I'm conflicted.
Well, then you need to get over it. You need to support this president and understand that he's done something here that hasn't been done previously, that moves the needle, that helps us get closer to peace, that helps us get closer to building condos on the beach. Come on.
Well, all right. I will tell you, it is.
That was sarcasm.
I think it is. It makes Kim Jong-un very uncomfortable to be in the spotlight. You could see that in the coverage. He felt uncomfortable being put in the spotlight.
No. See, I disagree with that. I think he loved the spotlight. I think he liked the fact that he was sitting next to Donald Trump. He was starstruck, for God's sake.
Well, he was. And there is evidence that he loves American
he does.
Movies. He loves American culture. This is the thing. I will say, this is a new strategy of... you know, I think Trump is a master manipulator, and
Bingo.
Showing him that kind of sort of friendship, I think is classic manipulation. So
I think Donald Trump wins here. I don't think it's even going to be close in the end, and I think you'll be just fine. Take a deep breath. Repeat after me. It will all be okay. I mean, Dennis Rodman bought his best new dress, for Lord's sake. It's going to be good. Relax, Julie.
The next ambassador to Pyongyang.
Well,
you never know.
And he's beautiful. Julie Gunlock, always interesting, always good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
There you go. Quick break, and then a salt and light moment here on the Steve Gerber Show.